Kathleen Sebelius is the latest Obama administration official to visit Alaska this month. The Health and Human Services Secretary is touring the state this week at the invitation of Senator Mark Begich. At Providence Hospital in Anchorage this morning, Sebelius sat down with Alaskans who help provide medical care for the state's seniors. APRN's Annie Feit reports.
The roundtable event was focused on health care for seniors, but the conversation ended up covering many of the thorniest medical issues in the state. Top among those is the cost of health care. Pat Luby with AARP in Alaska brought up a recent statistic showing health care costs are 55% higher in Alaska than in Washington state. Secretary Sebelius agreed it's a problem.
I think we have to get a handle on what is that cost driver, because the gap is so substantial. But having said that, regardless of the gap between Washington State and Alaska, there's no question that health costs, as you know, the underlying health costs have greatly outpaced inflation.
Sebelius says her agency has been working to control costs in the Medicare system. She says Medicare spends more than $1 billion each day, and until recently, it had very limited tools for curbing fraud.
CMS, for the first time, was given a real directive and a whole lot of new tools to go after fraud.
Those new tools include the same kind of thing credit card companies have done for years, tracking expenses that don't make sense and stopping payment on them. She says last year, the anti-fraud effort saved the agency almost $5 billion. Sebelius also says the Affordable Care Act, President Obama's health care reform law, includes an important provision that will help Medicare adopt innovative pilot programs that help save money.
What the new law says, which is very different, is not only test these strategies, accelerate the testing as quickly as possible, but if you find that they are successful, take them to scale. We don't have to go back for permission. We don't have to. Right. We can actually begin to deploy these methods across the country. So that's never been there before, and I think is a critical piece of the kind of delivery system changes.
Many provisions in the Affordable Care Act don't take effect until 2014, but are in the works now. States are beginning the process of setting up health care insurance exchanges that will help the uninsured find affordable plans. Alaska was one of only two states that did not accept $1 million in federal funding to begin designing an exchange. Governor Parnell is suing the federal government over the Affordable Care Act because he doesn't agree with the individual mandate provision in the law. Sebelius is meeting with Parnell during her visit. She's hoping to convince him the state has a lot of flexibility in setting up the exchange.
So I'm eager to hear what the governor finds as his challenges, how we can be helpful moving ahead. I know that the debate about whether Alaska will run their own exchange or, in fact, defer to us is still underway, and eager to just hear how he's approaching it. But I think affordable, available health care for all Alaskans is certainly a goal that I would share with the governor.
Governor Parnell did not respond to a request for comment. If Alaska doesn't set up its own insurance exchange, the federal government will take over the process. Secretary Sebelius is one of several Obama administration officials who have visited the state this month at the invitation of Senator Mark Begich. The senator says it's the best way for officials to really understand Alaska. He has a few things he hopes Secretary Sebelius takes away from this visit.
So understanding when we say rural, it means you can't drive to it. Some days you might not be able to fly to it, and there be isolated communities. The second thing is that she recognizes that our delivery of healthcare system here is more complex than any state because of our distance that we have to travel. But the third thing is, I think she'll walk away with some innovations that we're doing here, some ideas that we hope to expand and also share with the rest of the country.
Secretary Sebelius is visiting the Alaska Native Primary Care Center in Anchorage and is also flying to Fairbanks, Barrow, Tanana, and Anaktuvuk Pass. She's the former governor of a rural state, Kansas, but she says she's prepared to come away from her Alaska trip with a new definition of what the word rural means. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.